A man who loves him a good rain shower. I don't think I've ever gotten to the point where, I don't think we've ever gotten to the point where I said, Larry, have we had enough rain? And Larry said, yes, we've had enough. Larry, have we had enough rain?
We are in the rainy season now, so I don't know if there is such a thing as enough, but I just absolutely love what we got. Yes, it's hard to believe, Lisa, that next time we speak we'll be in the wonderful month of June. But it's hard to believe we're that far along. The rains bring out a couple interesting statistics for May. One of them is we are more than an inch above normal for the month of May, and thanks to the forecast you just said, it looks like we're going to be adding to that. The other statistic is a surprise, and that is for the first time in a year, maybe a little more than a year, we are probably going to have a month that has been cooler than normal. Quite a surprise. That has just not been happening. Another comparison that's pretty amazing, the warmest temperature we had for the whole month of May was 72 degrees, and that was back on the 12th already. The forecast of the next few days getting to 70 might change that. Well, do a little quick comparison. Last year, the warmest temperature we got in the month of May, matter of fact, I'll say the hottest temperature we got in the month of May, was 92. That was the hottest temperature for the entire summer. And so there's a little comparison there. But no, we have been chillier than normal. Since we last spoke, I did a little bit of traveling south of here, and I visited several parks. They had the leaves fully emerged, and they were in their summer attire. Coming back here, I don't see that. I see the oaks and maples and basswoods still with the very tiny leaves, and then there are some trees that haven't even started to put out leaves yet. This is what I prefer. This is terrific. This is best time to watch warblers. Warblers come through in second half of May in huge numbers. I've seen more than 20 kinds of them. And as they come through, they feed on these caterpillars that start to feed on these little leaves that first start coming out. And so there's plenty of food for them. Also, because the leaves are small, they are easier to see than they normally would be. Now, warblers are never easy to see. But with the leaves not fully out, they're easier than they would be to see if they were foliated entirely. So this has just been wonderful. The woods is lush and green thanks to all the rain. We have a large number of wildflowers in bloom. We have phase two starting. Phase one are the wildflowers that must bloom in the early sunlight before there's any leaves on trees. Well, they're pretty much passing now. There's a few of them still out there, and yesterday when I was walking, I found things like wood anemone and violets that were still in bloom, but they're pretty much fading. They are being replaced now by phase two. Phase two are those that can handle the shade much better. And that is, there's a number of flowers that fall into that category. Probably the best known in our area are the trilliums, and trilliums are really doing just that. They're just spectacular right now. We have two kinds of trilliums in our woods. We have the small one called the nodding trillium, which holds its flower down underneath the three leaves, but we don't see those too easily. It's the other one, the large flower trillium, that are just amazing. You can be driving on many roads in the area right now, and you can see them, these white things, white flowers in the woods. I was driving on the Interstate I-35, and without even slowing down, I could see them along the side. They are just amazing right now. I have often said that if you want to go out for a walk to look at wildflowers, you go to Jay Cook State Park. I still say that, but I'm going to add another park to that list today, and that is Banning State Park. If you want to get out and see outstanding, outstanding growth of trilliums, this is the time to do it, and Banning State Park is just terrific for it. So it's a little bit longer drive, but it's definitely worth it, and get out and walk it, and don't just drive through it. Other things of note, I mentioned last time about the tree blossoms coming out. I mentioned Juneberry and Pin Cherry and Wild Plum. Well, the Wild Plum petals are not that tightly attached to the flower, and then when there's wind and rain, as we had in these last days, the petals are rather quick to fall. And so we don't see too much of the wild plum in bloom right now, but we do see lots still of the Juneberry and pin cherry. And elderberry is up on that list as well. And then just yesterday, I noticed the crab apples, and the apples are coming in bloom. If you search hard enough in the area, you'll probably find some lilac in bloom as well. Oak trees have now got their catkins. Catkins are very common in April with many kinds of trees. But by the time we get to May, we see fewer of them, but the red oaks that we have now have those catkins. In addition to that, we have some butterflies showing up. Yesterday, I saw some white butterflies, cabbage white butterflies, and I'm expecting soon to see two of them that we always look for as this time of year. One of them is the black and yellow one, the tiger swallowtail. During my travels this week, I did see them, but I did not see it here. And then the other one is our monarch. Now, monarch butterflies, of course, are very well known to be migratory. They come back here usually around the 1st of June. Now, I've had variations in that that can go pretty far both ways. I've seen them as early as the 18th of May and as late as the arrival, as late as the 11th of June. But still, sometime in this next week, I wouldn't be surprised to see the first monarch butterfly. Green darner dragonflies were late to come back this year, but I did see them, and so they're back with the migrants of the birds. Now, I mentioned the warblers, lots of kinds of warblers. We have over 20 kinds of warblers that migrate through this area every spring, and I've seen so far, I've seen over 20 of them. But there's others. There's vireos of several types, and when they arrive, they sing. Thrushes are just terrific right now. I hear the songs of wood thrush, hermit thrush, and vire every day. And then there's the Baltimore oriole, the rose-breasted grosbeak, the hummingbird, the scarlet tanager, the great crested flycatcher, kingbirds, and out in front of my house yesterday and today, indigo bunting was singing. So, wow, we are having plenty. Now, if that's not enough, a couple more things going on of note. The frogs and toads are taking advantage of the amount of rain, and they're still calling. I've been hearing them quite a lot in the last couple of days. It won't be long now until we'll see two events happening. One of them, turtles coming up on land to lay eggs. Now, this is an aquatic animal, and we always think of them in water. But when it comes time to lay eggs, as they will do about the 1st of June, they climb up on land, and they dig a hole, and they put their eggs in it, and they cover up the hole, and they go away, and they let the sunlight warm up the eggs until they hatch. The other one is the first baby deer. I have yet to see a fawn, but I'm sure they're out starting to show up out in the woods here now, too. So, yeah, Lisa, Memorial Weekend is always a terrific time to get out and take a walk. And you know all these critters I went through? One critter I did not mention was mosquitoes. Usually by this time of May, we are with swarms of mosquitoes, but thanks to our cooler temperatures, must be, because I went walking lots in the last couple of days and no mosquitoes. So get out and enjoy it. It's going to be a beautiful holiday weekend, so take care.
You know, Larry Weber has a real gift for helping us to see the benefits, even when we might be thinking, oh, I wish the weather or the whatever was a little bit different. Little tiny leaves means it's easy to see warblers. Cooler than normal temperatures mean no mosquitoes. Our thanks to Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.